This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the Community Forum. We are glad to have you along today. We're going to be talking about a weighty topic today, and that is suicide. It is Suicide Awareness Month in September. So we've taken the mic to Susquehanna University to talk with Stacy Pearson Wharton, the Dean of Health and Wellness and Director of their Counseling Center. So this program will focus on college age issues, but it's really applicable to anyone who is dealing with issues of depression and considering suicide. Thanks for joining us on the program, Stacy.
Tell me first how the topic of suicide has changed over the years, over the decades. You know, as a kid, I remember hearing in religious circles, it was like, oh, that's a sin. But I always felt like, how can you not grasp that more to say, I don't know what that person's feeling? You know, has that kind of changed in how we view it in society?
I think I don't hear suicide talked about as much as a sin. Or kind of that shameful, burdensome piece. It's still among the last frontier of things that people talk about. Many years ago, they used to whisper cancer. You know, cancer. But it's not quite that way, but just a little bit beyond that. I think people are able to talk more openly about feeling hopeless and experiences of suicidality. And so that's a good thing. And I think that goes along overall with us talking about mental health more broadly and more widely and more frequently than we have in years past.
The stigma is always there with mental illness in general. Yes. I know some older people that will say, like if you say somebody took their life, then it's like, why?
Right.
It's like, well, I don't have the answer.
Right.
And no one does. So I just like, why are you asking that question? Mm-hmm. Is that kind of a generational thing probably?
I think it might be. But I think that everybody kind of questions that. I mean, there have been some pretty high profile suicides here lately that I think people often feel bewildered by it often or confused by it because seemingly that's somebody that may have had it all, but clearly was living in enough pain that they wanted to end it.
September, National Suicide Awareness Month. You know, in your position, what challenges do you face, especially on a campus where these students are in that major shift in how their life's running?
Sure. So, you know, suicide is a permanent solution on what is most frequently a temporary problem, right? And so it's that they see suicide as the only option is where it becomes problematic. The most at-risk populations for suicidality or suicide is the two bookends. So young people, so in this like 15 to 18, and those that are in the upper echelon, if you will, of our population. So the elderly, more in the 65 to 75 range. We see it here at Susquehanna, that there are times that students are dealing with feeling so hopeless that they see suicide as an option. The good thing is that when a student is being seen here, and this is true of anybody, if they're in therapy, they're less likely to die by suicide than if they aren't. It's the students that are out there that aren't seeking treatment who are really struggling that keep me up at night.
For people around potential suicide victims, what should we look for?
Well, I think one of the things is sometimes people will put their affairs in order, and it may be something simple like make sure you take care of my cat. Or whatever the case may be. Oftentimes there's depression, there's depression, maybe even anxiety, a feeling of doom and gloom. The main thing that we look for, which is kind of the single determinant around suicide, is hopelessness. And so to the degree that a person is feeling hopeless, that it's never going to get better, that it can't change, and so they may as well end their life at this point, is something that's important. People saying it directly, I'm going to kill myself, that's really a good sign that something, and I know we say that in jest, a lot. People say it in jest a lot, and so, but it's something to really kind of pay attention to. Somebody who's acquiring firearms, stockpiling pills, is something to think about as well, or that there is an obsession with religion and spirituality in a way that's very different. So a marked change in that. And one of these symptoms by themselves is not enough, right? Typically. But the more symptoms that you see, the more concerned you should be. One of the things that we also look for is something that an upheaval or critical incident in people's lives. So a loss of freedom, or a student who has been struggling and know that they're going to get expelled or suspended from school. So some type of critical incident that's going to change the trajectory of their lives is problematic. And it particularly also when somebody has lost a spouse, particularly in those that senior citizen.
And there's certainly people who say, I'm going to kill myself, mm-hmm. that are also just saying it, like you said, in jest. But, you know, it kind of, I guess, if you find that in conjunction with other signs, it's mm-hmm. probably the bigger concern.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, oftentimes people will brush it off as they're just looking for attention. I don't think you really should do that. I think that even if they are just looking for attention, the choice of suicidality or to be suicidal or to talk about being suicidal means that the person needs help. And so any way you slice it, that you should be pursuing help for somebody, particularly if you see a number of different signs or symptoms or things that should concern you, that you should definitely be considering how you might intervene and get the person help.
And you're handling college age, but I'd heard a couple years ago that there'd been an increase in like middle-aged males. Was that something you're aware of? Or
I haven't heard that before.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it's not true. Okay. I just have not. Generativity is the fancy psychological term, and it means is taking stock of your life and trying to figure out, have you made a difference? Is there value? Are you important? Those kinds of things. And so I can imagine that at middle age, if you are taking that kind of assessment of your life and it's not swinging the way that you hoped that it will, that could increase suicidality in that particular population.
Okay, let's talk a bit about the services here. Like how many students are you dealing with, or not just you, but the entire staff?
In mental health, is something that our students are very serious about. So they are seeking treatment with us. We see about a little less than 20%, probably about 15% of the population. And we really provide our students with wraparound care. One of the things that we do is we have a 24/7 number that they can call and talk to a master's level counselor or treatment providers. And that's any time of the day, 365. And so if they're feeling in distress at 2:00 in the morning, that they have somebody that they can call. What's also true is here in-house, face-to-face, that we have what we call open hours or walk-in hours, where students can come in and see a therapist without an appointment. So it may be something that is happening in their lives right then, right? And so that they're able to come and see a provider then. And then we also have individual therapy along with group therapy. And we do quite a bit of psychoeducation as well for our students because not everybody's going to come through the center. And so our job is to take care of the entire campus. And so we do that as well with them.
What other sort of services are available, whether it be here or statewide or nationally, that you can kind of keep your students aware of?
Well, one of the things that I would point out is 988, which is the National Suicide Hotline that any of us can use, whether you're a student at Susquehanna or not. And so that's an option for people to use to get help. In the same way that we have the 24/7 here at Susquehanna, the 988 is a national number that, just like 911, that people can call and have their mental health needs attended to. And so that's one thing that I would say. I would also think about our CMSU. That's also something that people can do. And I would even recommend that people take some type of suicidality training or suicide prevention training so that they can intervene really more competently. The one that we use here, this is something else that we do for our campus. Our job, in addition to the work that we do here in the center, is really to create a community of caring among our entire faculty, staff, and students, people who are part of the Susquehanna community. And we provide a training called QPR, Question, Persuade, Refer, that helps people understand signs and symptoms and how to persuade someone to get help and then how to make a really good referral.
After the actual crisis, do you have to stay on top of individual cases for a while?
We do. I mean, the thing about suicidal ideation is that the window where a person is going to harm themselves is 72 hours, typically. There are no absolutes. And so the good thing is, if you can get, and most people are ambivalent about harming themselves, that there's some amount of ambivalence. They may feel relief because they've made a decision, but there's still typically some ambivalence. And if you can get in that 72 hours and help shift the situation, that nine times out of 10, they will be a survivor. We here at Susquehanna, we provide very comprehensive care for students. And so we work with mental health facilities. If a student is inpatient, we have an excellent relationship with Geisinger and all of their mental health services so that we can partner with the student to get them back integrated into the community or to get the student the help that they need post an incident or an event. Okay. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to students of this age, I mean, is it sometimes more chemical than it is situational? I mean, are they, you know, depression that's leading to the
I think it's both. I mean, I don't think that somebody there's something that's existing that's leading to suicidal ideation, that they don't just kind of pop out randomly, if you will, and are suicidal. But it typically is some type of mental health disorder that is precipitating or kind of feeding the suicidal ideation or suicidal behavior. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I would think the people who are going to say, oh, that person's weak. I mean, that's got to be a concern in your mind if you're thinking, oh, everybody thinks I'm weak. I can't handle this.
You know, we don't hear that so much
okay.
from students. It's more, now that could be in the general population. I don't deny that. Students are more concerned about being considered odd or weird or problematic or like they need to be protected or taken care of. And that's kind of some of the post work that we do with students to really help them understand that having a suicidal attempt or feeling suicidal or an incident is not their fault, and that nobody would choose this, but it's something that's happening with their mental health that's influencing their outlook to think that suicide is the option.
I've heard people say they think we're living in an alternate reality right now, but does the situation in the country,
the political landscape,
or in the world, yeah, does that impact people?
Absolutely, it does impact people. And where I've seen in our student population is students feeling erased or othered or somehow not valued or disregarded. Not just that you disregarded me, but that somehow their personhood and their humanity is under attack, and that can lead to some of this hopelessness. Certainly, and we've seen the rise in that, and there are pockets of time where it's been more intense than others. So I chair a committee on campus called the CARE Team, and it's people from all over campus. But our job is to help students who have been in distress, students who are in distress, or students who are about to be in distress. And we deal with everything from a student is feeling suicidal, or a student smells and we need to, something's happening there, or a student is having trouble waking up in the morning and getting to classes. People from across the community can fill out what we call a care alert, and we get them from everybody, from faculty, staff, and students to say, this person, I noticed this, or I noticed that. And the good thing is because it allows us to see the whole picture of the student, particularly when we get multiple reports from different areas in a student's life. So maybe their job and their class. And then we can get in and intervene to help a student who may be struggling. Well, and it's part of that community of caring that I talked about mm-hmm. earlier. And so, yes, we have this training around question, persuade, refer, but also that the community is, it's almost like see something, say something. It's constantly trying to care for students who may be struggling. And sometimes the students don't even know really that they're struggling. And often students will feel super cared for. That somebody on campus is concerned about them.
Mm-hmm. What would you want to leave any student that would hear something like this, this type of conversation, what would you want them to leave with, a thing to keep in mind about, you know, not only about themselves, but about those around them?
I think first for people who are maybe considering suicide or believe that that's an option or the only option for them, that they are not alone. And that if nobody can be there for them, call the 988 number and they can help you. That, again, suicide is not the problem. It's the fact that people see it as an option that's the problem. And that suicide is a permanent solution on what is often very, very temporary. You know, we have a life experience to know that both you and I are old enough, right? To know that things do get better, that it typically changes. And so really to be focused on that. If you believe that you know somebody who might be suicidal or that you're concerned about a friend or a colleague or your child, that to not be afraid to take action. Any action can lead to saving a life. And so that to be able to do that, 988, it's a good number for people to call if they are struggling, but it's also a good place to call to consult, to say, this is what I'm seeing, this, and this. What do you think? And so that's also an option. So I think that sometimes I think that we don't understand the level of mental health and anxiety that this current generation is dealing with. But I think we have to remember, for them, the world is a much less safe place than it ever has been. When I was 12 and 20, I was not checking in the movie theater when I sat down to see where the exits are. That school shootings have been a part of their growing up. COVID has been a part of their growing up. So a pandemic that none of us have ever experienced, right? That our country was attacked on our own land. That there are things that have happened that have been critical. I mean, even the current political divisiveness and upheaval is, no matter where you stand on the political spectrum, it's still kind of a part of what's happening in our country. And existentially, it makes sense for them to have existential crisis from time to time because their brains are still developing, right? And they haven't enjoyed the kind of safety that some older general safety that some older people have. So people my age, your age, that we have enjoyed. And so I think that's important to keep in mind as you hear younger generations struggling.
Stacy Pearson Wharton has been our guest on the WPGM Community Forum as we talk about suicide today during this Suicide Awareness Month. Stacy is the Dean of Health and Wellness and Director of the Counseling Center at Susquehanna University in Sealands Grove in Snyder County. Thanks for joining us, Stacy, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.